Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana completes 10 years. More than 53 crore bank accounts opened so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Jan Dhan Yojana's contribution in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people. National Task Force holds meeting with state chief secretaries and directors general of police to discuss measures for security of medical professionals. Scrutiny of nominations underway for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. IMD issues red alert and flash flood warning for several districts in Gujarat. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. And Paralympic Games 2024 to begin in Paris tonight. 84 Indian athletes to compete in the Games. And now the news in detail. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made the scheme a success. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalized communities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the scheme integrates the poor into the economic mainstream and plays a crucial role in development of marginalized communities. She said, Jan Dhan Mobile Aadhaar Trinity enabled swift, seamless and transparent transfer of benefits of welfare schemes to eligible beneficiaries and promoted digital payments. She said, 67% of the accounts have been opened in rural or semi-urban areas and 55% of accounts have been opened by women. More from our correspondent.
Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has proved instrumental in providing affordable access to formal banking services. The success of this scheme can be measured by the astonishing number. More than 53 crore Jan Dhan accounts have garnered a deposit balance of 2,30,000 crore rupees. Over 36 crore free of cost RuPay card having accident insurance cover facility of 2 lakh rupees have been issued to the beneficiaries so far. The account holders are also eligible for getting an overdraft of up to 10,000 rupees in emergency situations. One of the key features of this scheme is that the beneficiary need not to pay any bank account opening fee or maintenance charge, and there is no requirement to maintain a minimum balance. With Bhupendra Singh, Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
One of the Jan Dhan Yojana beneficiaries, Raj Kali from Muradabad in Uttar Pradesh, says that life has become much easier with Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana.
प्रधान मंत्री जनधन योजना में खाता खोलने से मेरी जिंदगी बहुत आसान हो गई है जो हमें पॉकेट मनी मिलती है हम इसमें जमा करते हैं जिससे हमें बचत करने की आदत पड़ गई है 8 साल से मैं इस खाते से लेन-देन कर रही हूं इसके लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी के लिए धन्यवाद
अनदर बेनिफिशियरी ऑफ प्रधानमंत्री जनधन योजना आदिश्वर वर्मा फ्रॉम राजनंदगांव इन छत्तीसगढ़ थैंक्ड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी फॉर दिस इनिशिएटिव
आज जीरो बैलेंस में सबका खाता खुला है साथ ही साथ उसमें जीवन ज्योति बीमा सुरक्षा बीमा जो कि 436 और 20 रुपए सालाना देना पड़ता है जिसमें 4 लाख का बीमा सभी ग्राहकों को सुविधा मिल रही है प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का हम तहे दिल से अभिनंदन करते हैं स्वागत करते हैं धन्यवाद देते हैं
द नेशनल टास्क फोर्स और एनटीएफ फॉर्म्ड बाय सुप्रीम कोर्ट टुडे हेल्ड अ मीटिंग विद स्टेट चीफ सेक्रेटरीज एंड डायरेक्टर्स जनरल ऑफ पुलिस टू डिस्कस शॉर्ट टर्म मेजर्स फॉर द सिक्योरिटी ऑफ मेडिकल प्रोफेशनल्स The meeting was co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and Health Secretary via video conferencing. The task force has been set up by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals. Yesterday, the Union Cabinet Secretary had chaired the first meeting of the task force in New Delhi. The meeting discussed in detail the various issues and the members of the task force put forth their suggestions. The NTF members informed that they have been approached directly by various stakeholders and have individually received almost 300 to 400 suggestions. The Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF, seeking proposals from individuals and different stakeholders across the country. The Apex Court, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the RG Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata had set up the National Task Force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. The Supreme Court had directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The BJP's 12-hour Bandh call in Bengal has evoked varied response. In Kolkata, traffic is lighter. Shops, schools and the colleges are open. Private cars, taxis and buses are lower in numbers. The metro and air services are running normally in the city. Suburban train services have been affected by the strike at various places in Kolkata and adjacent districts. Road traffic was impacted in Nandigram and Alipurduar. In Malda, clashes occurred between TMC and BJP workers over road blockages. Reports of clashes between BJP and Trinamool Congress supporters are also coming in from Barakpur railway station of North 24 Parganas district. An incident of firing has been reported from Barakpur. A BJP leader has been detained by the police at Barakpur. The Bandh call has been given to protest alleged police brutality against the students who participated in the rally towards the state secretariat Nabonna yesterday, demanding justice for the RG Kar rape and murder victim. More than 200 people were arrested. BJP state president and MOS Education, Dr. Sukanto Majumdar, has written a letter to the governor of West Bengal apprising him of the matter. Dr. Majumdar took part in a rally at Baguahati Kestopur area in North Kolkata. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of assembly election is taking place today. The nomination for this phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended last evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of September. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of August. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on 25th September and 1st October. The results will be announced on 4th October. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has issued a press communique in this regard. It said, those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send 2 copies, either in English or in Hindi, to the Joint Secretary, JM, Lok Sabha Secretariat, Room Number 440, Parliament House Annex, New Delhi, 110001, and also email to jpcwaqf.lss@sansad.nic.in. The suggestions should reach within 15 days from the date of the publication of the advertisement. The Waqf Amendment Bill, which was introduced in Lok Sabha during the budget session, was referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal for examination. The committee is scheduled to report on the bill to the House by the last day of the first week of the winter session of Parliament this year. In Uttar Pradesh, the Northern Railways has renamed 8 railway stations. The change, which has received approval from the relevant authorities, affects stations in the Lucknow division. Kasimpur Halt is now Jais City. Jais has been renamed to Guru Gorakhnath Dham. Misrauli has been renamed to Ma Kalikan Dham. Bani has been renamed to Swami Paramhans. Nihalgarh has been renamed to Maharaja Bijli Pasi. Akbarganj has been renamed to Ma Ahorwa Bhavani Dham. Warisganj Halt has been renamed to Amar Shahid Bhale Sultan. And Fursatganj is now Tapeshwarnath Dham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs Minister of Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, are co-chairing the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. In his opening remark, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Chile for extending support for India's permanent membership in the Expanded Security Council. He also said India values the participation of Chile in the Global South Summit.
We very much value the participation of Chile in the Voice of Global South Summit. We heard your president. He gave a very, very insightful set of remarks at the summit in August. And we also thank you very much for your support for our permanent membership in the Expanded Security Council.
Foreign Minister of Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, arrived in New Delhi yesterday. During his India's visit, Mr. Claveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit and later proceed to Mumbai. The UN General Assembly unanimously has voted to postpone the Security Council reform discussions to the next session. India's Deputy Permanent Representative Yojana Patel criticized the decision and warned that the intergovernmental negotiation process risks losing its legitimacy if it continues without progress. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours, with forecast of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad and Vadodara. Over 200 tehsils of the state recorded light to heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and assured all possible assistance from the centre to tackle the floods. Our correspondent reports that relief and rescue operations are underway in the flood-affected districts, especially in Vadodara.
Vadodara district continues to witness heavy flooding. Several roads and buildings are still submerged in water. To mitigate the consistent increase in the water level of Vishwamitri River and waterlogging in the city, the gates of Ajwar Dam and Pratappura Reservoir have been closed. Health Minister Rishikesh Patel and Industry State Minister Jagdish Vishwakarma are on the visit of Vadodara to assess the damage and relief operations in the city. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Saurashtra region today. The major dam of Saurashtra, including Machu 1, Machu 2 and Machu 3 are completely overflowing and their gates have been opened. Over 30 trains have been cancelled while several others have been short-terminated due to waterlogging in Vadodara division today. Aparna Kunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Bihar, flood has caused extensive damage to infrastructure and public properties in Bhagalpur, West Champaran, Khagaria, Kishanganj, Patna and Katihar districts. Thousands of people have been affected due to the rise of water levels of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda and other rivers. The Met Department has also issued an alert for heavy rainfall in the northwestern and eastern part of the state in next 24 hours. More from a correspondent.
In Bhagalpur district, flood water of Ganga has reached near Kahalgaon, Bhagalpur rail section. Malda rail division has intensified patrolling along track in flood-affected areas. Special precautions being taken by the rail administration during train operation. Flood water is also about to overtop National Highway No. 80 near Khankita in Bhagalpur. More than 20 villages of West Champaran district are flood-affected due to rise of water level of Gandak River and its tributaries. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in western, central and coastal parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. On to sports, the Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8th of September. The opening ceremony will start at 11:30 p.m. IST. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. It is India's largest contingent in Paralympic history. India will compete in 12 of the 22 sports scheduled at Paris 2024. Shotput star and 2022 Asian Para Games silver medalist Bhagyashri Jadhav, along with javelin star and the reigning world record holder Sumit Antil, have been named India's black flag bearers for the Paralympics 2024. Krishna Nagar will be looking to defend his men's singles title in badminton, while Avni Lekra and Manish Narwal are set to take aim in shooting. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana completes 10 years, more than 53 crore bank accounts opened so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Jan Dhan Yojana's contribution in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people. National Task Force holds meeting with state chief secretaries and directors general of police to discuss measures for security of medical professionals. Scrutiny of nominations underway for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. IMD issues red alert and flash flood warning for several districts in Gujarat, and Paralympic Games 2024 to begin in Paris tonight. And with that, we end the midday news.
है।